to the OT's cast. It's your babe OT, you all know. If this is your first time listening to me, thank you for tuning in. And if this is not, thank you for always tuning in. I love you. So today we are going to be talking about something very interesting, okay? I'm going to be serious again for the second time, and I'm going to be talking about this. The reason why I talk about these things, or why I've been talking about serious things, is because I am currently learning these things in my life. So I just feel like you guys also should learn, you know? Yeah, I just learn some things, I make some mistakes, then realize, then be like, oh, let me put it down for my listeners. But before we even dive into whatever we're going to be talking about, I just want to give a beautiful shout out to somebody I love so much. Shout out to Amer. Amer, I love you so much, bro. You don't even know it. Like, Amer is such a beautiful. I love Amer so much. She's always like, Osato, when are we going to get a new episode? What is going on, girl? When are we getting this episode? Don't let me force you. Like, that kind of thing. And I'm like, like, I'm always hyped when Amir texts me and he's like, Osato, wow, just wow. The last time he made a comment concerning like my last episode, and I didn't even get to hear it, and he did not send it again. Well, Amir, if you're listening to this, which I know you will listen to it, please send me back that comment. It's for me, it's not for you, okay? So today's topic is going to be execution. I know you can already see the title of this episode. Please don't stress me out. So it's going to be execution, and I'm basically talking about it because I'm at this point in my life where I'm now more aware that without execution, your ideas are just ideas and your dreams are just dreams. Like, you actually have to put in the work for you to see results. Yeah. So what do I do? Okay, let me tell you guys a short story and how I realized. I was on my bed one day, but that's just the truth, you guys. I actually was on my bed, so, and I started thinking, oh, I've not really spoken about anything on this podcast, like on my podcast. What am I gonna put out? At first, I wanted to invite my mom to talk, but that one was so shy. I wish I could like include a clip where she was like, you think I can just come on here and start talking? That's not possible. So you don't just do things like that. Now you tell me so I can prepare. Let me think about it. And now I'm no more at home. So mommy, what are you saying? Anywho, so yeah. So I was on my bed and I was like, okay, what am I going to talk about? I thought I was in this creative block space, but as I pressed recording, I started like talking to myself, you know, just talking to myself and talking to my mic and just, you know, me, myself and everything. And to my greatest surprise, I started reflecting. Yeah, I actually started reflecting. I started thinking about, like, I started reflecting. I was just talking. It was more like therapy to me. Let me not lie. Let me be honest. It was like therapy, and I do it like every day. You guys, that's a pro tip. If you don't have money for therapy, pick up your phone and talk to your phone. Period. So yeah, let me continue. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I started talking. I was just recording myself. I was actually going to put it out, but oh my god, I gave too many like details. Like, my whole life I put it inside that recording. I said, no, I can't do that. But yeah, and as I started recording, I was then now talking about how I want to start doing something that I really really love, and which is makeup. So I was like, okay, so how do I start? First of all, like, the way I'm saying it, like this, first of all, I'll contact the person I want to, the teacher, the person that's going to teach me, I'm going to do this, do that. And I was, when I got to like execution part, where I actually have to stand up, get my ass up and move, I hooked. I was like, girl, you have to like just think this through, please. What are you saying? You want what? That kind of thing. So I was like, am I really ready for that? I started questioning myself. And the Holy Spirit was like, you just have to stand up, my dear. If not, you're not going anywhere. You just have to stand up and do it. So I titled this, I was like, okay, yeah, this is what I'm going to talk about, because this is a challenge I am currently going through, and I feel like sharing this, and I think it's going to help one or two people. So now I'm like, this execution thing is not easy. It's not easy at all. Like, yes, okay, you have a vision, you have a dream, you have like something you want to do, an idea, but when you actually think about it, you know, it's cheaper to think than to do. Do you know that? It's very, very cheap to think. And thinking is for everybody. God gave you brain for free, so you can think. But when it comes to doing, that's where it becomes expensive. So, yeah. When you have a vision, execution is the toughest part. Like, it is the toughest part. Starting, my God, is the toughest part. But I've learned that starting is also the most powerful thing. And execution needs discipline and consistency to build something great. Like, that particular thing was what I learned from talking to myself. And, you know, God just reminding me that, you know, God just teaching me that, you know, see, my dear, like everything that you have, anything that you have to do, like you have to actually do something to do. Yeah. And when you have a dream that is bigger than you, it's quite hard, you know, to start, because you're always questioning yourself, like, oh, can I do this? Can I not do this? Am I sure about this? What if this fails? And if you remember my last episode where I told you, I said start anyhow. I'm telling you, start anyhow you want to start. Doesn't matter, whatever you want to start with, even though you don't have everything, you must not cross your T's and dot your I's before you start doing what you want to do. Use the resources you have to start. Honestly, starting is a strong word, and then when you actually start, you can't stop. For me now, I don't know about anybody, girl, but for me, I have started taking makeup classes, and I've started taking them very seriously, and oh my, bro, I actually can't stop. I actually love makeup. Like, I love makeup. I just realized it. I never knew till I stood and watched my my teacher teach me, and I was like, damn, I love this shit. Damn it. I love this shit. Yes, so just start. Like, if there's anything you love doing, please just do it, so you don't regret it later. And another tip, like pro tip, bro, what I do when I have like these big ideas and I cannot execute them, what I do is pray. Yeah, trust me, girl, you need to pray. I make sure I get up every morning and pray to God to guide my path and give me the wisdom to execute all these ideas and dreams and vision that He has deposited in me. Because if I don't meet the source, how am I going to get the saucy? I'm sorry, guys. This is supposed to be a very serious episode. I'm so sorry. But that's just the truth. I'm not even trying to lie or be funny. If you don't meet the person that gave you this vision, this dream, this idea, homo, how are you gonna do it? Like, when there's no divine direction, people run what wild. You're just gonna run wild. You're just gonna be confused. And I don't want that for anybody. Okay? So, when you have a dream or a vision or something, pray about it. Like, just pray to God about it. And I feel like you feel very, 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 very very relaxed. Then when you now eventually start, I think the hardest part is building discipline. Building discipline and consistency and building discipline, it's not easy, but I know you can do it, girl. And I know you can do it, boy. Like, beat your chest and say, I can do it. I can do it. Osato, you can do it. I trust you. I trust my God. I trust my God. So you can do it, honestly. You can do it. Just always remind yourself, like, just always remember why you're doing this. I'm doing this because I love it so much. I'm doing this because I am very sure that this is the direction that God has, you know, pointed me to, and for the plans I have for you, for the plan God has for you are what? Of good and not of what? Evil. So if God points you to this direction, my dear, that is it. That is the direction. That's the right path for you. It doesn't matter how bumpy it gets. Just know that the plans that it has for you are of good and not of evil. Period. So, yeah, that's like my mini TED talk. I just wanted to talk about execution, like doing things, you know, getting yourself, putting yourself out there. That's one thing my mom loves. Like, my mom loves when someone is doing something, someone is putting themselves out there, someone puts themselves out there, and he never used to joke with me, because I'm like, this sofa culture. But now I get it. Now I actually get it. Like, if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't work, you won't eat, you won't get the dough, you won't get any satisfaction. You will just be there and be doing nothing, and be wondering and looking at other people that are doing the things that you are doing. And yeah, it's always gonna be like, oh, is another year gonna pass and you're not gonna do that thing? You here listening to me now, is another year gonna pass and you're not gonna do that thing that you wanna do? Okay, I thought so. So that means we are going for what we want to go for this year. Okay, guys. Anywho, thank you all for listening. I guess, like, this episode was very boring, but I mean, that's what you get from Serious Osato. Boring. Thank you all for listening. I am going to release another episode. I don't know why. I don't want to promise so that I will not lie, because I feel like I always come on here to lie. I will say I'll be consistent and I'll not be consistent. So whenever you see an episode, just take it like that. Like, just love it. Just, you know, show some love. Post, like, send in your reviews. You understand? Thank you very much for listening. Bye, guys. Mwah.